I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Zimbabwe's political rivals set aside deep differences and agreed to a power-sharing deal intended to end the crisis of government. Global Aid Network's Charles Detter says this week,
there was an agreement signed between the current party in office and the presidency, as well as with the Movement for Democratic Change. And we're hoping that that collaborative government might bring about a greater opportunity to worship Christ, as well as for the economy to turn so that the needs of people might be better met.
Next, Kenya's new coalition government is being put to the test. The issue comes in the resettlement of the thousands displaced during the election violence at the beginning of the year. Bright Hope International's Dotun Modupe says while the violence has settled down, there's still a lot to do. One such thing is reconciliation.
Outreach Community Church, which is Bright Hope's partner, has all the different tribes in their churches. And so they're trying to bring all those people together, reconciling them, saying, look, you may come from the Luo tribe, you may come from the Kikuyu tribe, but we are all Kenyans. And above all, we are all Christians in this church. We are all children of God.
And the death toll in Haiti has soared to 600 after the latest tropical storm, Ike, swept through. Tier Fund has provided $10,000 in relief aid, and Compassion International will be using these funds where they're most needed. All hopes of harvesting a rice crop have also been destroyed by the storms, further compounding an existing food crisis. Compassion's evaluating the immediate needs, which will determine where the money would be best put to use. Pray for the conditions in Haiti to improve and for the teams that are acting as the hands and feet of Christ. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Our expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.